Hey, so we are live, and I am looking to try out an interview, and we'll kind of wait, but I thought I'd try this out. So this is what we call the show and tell segment, which is going to be, we have a guest on and they're going to show a video. So I think they're actually showing up. I'm just gonna see if I can bring them on here. So I've got one viewer. I'm just waiting for our guest, and we're going to do a live video. Let me just see if I can find them here. And we're just waiting on guest. I'm gonna see if I can bring him on in here. Okay, I'm gonna check back. So we're gonna end this now. I'm gonna check back and find out what's happening here. So I will be back. Oh, looks like he's added. Okay, he's here. We should have a split screen. Inviting.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
Nice. How did that go?
Technology isn't my strong suit, but I figured it out.
What did you do? Did you hit the little plus on the bottom? There's like a person with a plus on the
Yeah, it's like a
bottom.
video camera with a plus, and then it just says send a request to join video.
Yeah, I thought I'd be able to bring you on, which was odd. Like I thought I'd be able to invite you, which wasn't the case. But I guess for anyone that's watching this video live, I'm gonna light up my screen here. Now it looks like I'm brighter. For anyone that's watching this video live, I should introduce you. This is Brad, my brother. So I thought I'd bring him on because he is a business guru, I would say, because he's been in the HR industry for quite a while now. And it would make sense for me to do this first segment, which we're gonna call Show and Tell. So this is our first ever thing that we like to call show and tell, where I bring on a guest who's kind of in the business or entrepreneur world or anywhere in their passionate pursuit. I want to bring them on and talk with them about what's going on in their life and what they think about the world. So it's really pretty casual, and we're doing this Facebook Live because not many people are doing interviews live. And they're definitely not doing very many on Facebook, so I thought I'd really change up the game and have this as the hub. So to start off with the show and tell segment, it works like this. The guest introduces an item. It could be physical or digital, and they're going to talk about the item. It's like an icebreaker to get people to know a little bit more about the guest. So I thought I'd turn it over to you. Do you have an item that you would like to show and tell?
I sure do. So, right now, just so everybody knows, I'm on the road right now in Pittsburgh for about 2 weeks. And I'm in kind of these all-day meetings where I'm sitting all day long. And so it's tough to keep your energy up. So my show-and-tell item is like my secret to kind of keeping my energy going all day long and keeping myself focused and kind of engaged in the conversation. And these are long days that I'm going through where it's like 12-hour days of, you know, nonstop work, which probably most of the entrepreneurs who are watching this video can probably relate to. You're having some really long days. You're probably exhausted. You're finding your energy levels are depleted. And so you're probably just grabbing like quick snacks or things that are maybe unhealthy, that are maybe bringing you down, right? In terms of your energy levels, you know, like the chips and other stuff. So what I'm going to share with you is what I bring on the road with me. And really what keeps my energy going and keeps me, I mean, right now it's 9:30 Eastern time here in Pittsburgh. And I've pretty much been going since about, well, up at, you know, 5:30 this morning. And, you know, pretty much working from 7 a.m. till about 6 and then evening dinners and stuff. But I'll share with you my item. So it is... Figgy Pops.
Nice.
This is not an advertisement for Figgy Pops. this is just me sharing something that you know, these essentially what's in these. I'll just read it out to you. So there's figs in here. There's dates. There's tart cherries. There's cashews, walnuts, coconuts, and cocoa nibs. So it all comes together to actually make a really delicious snack that has, as you can tell by the ingredients, like it's all gluten-free, it's dairy-free, and it's just packed full of energy. And it's just like a little ball. I'll grab one here. I'll open up the bag and show you. I just got to put down the phone. All right. So I'll even eat one for you as well for this last video today. So this is, it's just a little little ball just packed full of flavor. I get these at Costco. I know you grab them as well, Trevor, and they're absolutely delicious. Yeah. And I just find they're like a quick snack. Whenever I find myself falling asleep, I'll usually pop a few of these Figgy Pops in my mouth. So that's a bit of my like energy hack, and I think that's one of the things that probably some of the entrepreneurs as they watch, they're going, yeah, my diet's probably not very good, I need a few like the snack secrets and maybe some other energy secrets, and maybe not even secrets, but just things that will really help with your diet to just keep your energy and keep you going at top performance all day long. And I can share a ton of other things that I do as well when I'm on the road as well as when I'm back home. We might have time to talk about those today or maybe another Facebook Live event. So I'm just going to eat this and then I'll let you take over, Trevor, and you can ask me a question or tell me what you think about these.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll probably have more sessions as well. I think we'll keep it pretty casual. So, you know, on the weeks that I can't find guests, I'll just randomly bring you on. And, you know, it's a nice little casual thing. You're like, you're kind of like the go-to. So, your expertise I think is quite valuable. And that's actually really important is the eating healthy and whatnot. And to find a snack that's actually good for you, somewhat is kind of a challenge. So I think, what you mentioned there is great. The Figgy Pops are unreal. Like shameless plug right here, because I absolutely love them. And, you know, if somebody's looking for that snack, there's a lot of these, you know, trail mix type bars that you can grab or, you know, items that are healthy, gluten-free, vegan. There's definitely options out there. Figgy Pops are one of them that's fantastic. They're like little balls of deliciousness. So you talked about the 12-hour days. Can you tell me more about, you know, what your day kind of looks like, what the typical day looks like, you know, a lot of stuff happening out there with like morning routines, but you know, after the morning routine, what does the day look like? You know, how do you keep going, and how do you stay motivated throughout the day?
Well, I mean, this is really a bit of a unique week. I mean, I travel quite a bit for my work. But I mean, typically when I'm on the road like this, you know, morning routine is to get up early, do some yoga, kind of like first thing, just like 10 minutes. That's really all I have time for, because I got to get moving pretty quick. But I just find it's just a great way to stretch out the body, get some of the blood moving. Might do a few jumping jacks in the morning just to get kind of the blood flowing. And then I'm kind of usually where I mean, here in Pittsburgh, my first couple days here, I was desperately trying to find like a smoothie bar, or, you know, just a place that would make like green smoothies and whatnot. So I did find a place today. And so my next part of my morning routine is really go to find something that's really healthy to start my day with when it comes to breakfast. So I found a place that makes, you know, smoothie with kale and spinach and almond milk and banana and all kinds of other stuff. It's just a great way, not just to start the day, but to really have something throughout the morning and to kind of drink over a long period of time. So I'm not having a huge bulky meal in the morning that's kind of wearing me down first thing. So, and then, I mean, right now it's just to give a bit of a background. I mean, people who are watching probably want to know a little bit about kind of my background and why they should listen. So I guess my background is in more of a corporate job, so maybe isn't as relatable to the entrepreneurs who are watching. You know, I've worked for two big Fortune 500 companies, one being Target Canada, and being a part of that experience, opening a ton of stores in Target Canada. And then, and for those who don't know what Target is, it's a big box retail, kind of like Walmart, kind of a huge, everything all in one department store, essentially. And was a part of the opening with those, and left shortly before they actually started closing down, and was in some variety of HR roles, and then some organizational change roles where I was more of a transformational specialist, pretty much flying all over Canada, being sent into some of the worst stores, some of the biggest disasters, which were just stores that were just not performing. Things weren't going well. The business wasn't going well. For people who know about the Target business, it was one of the largest store openings in the shortest period of time from a big box retailer. And so there was a lot of failure and a lot of things that I learned that I think are relatable to entrepreneurs, and that not all the businesses that you start or you're going to start with are going to be successes, and there's going to be some failures and some things that you learn from. So I'm actually happy that I was in, you know, a role, a transformational change specialist role, where I got to see amazing stores that were doing really well. And then the same types of stores with similar structures that quite simply weren't performing, and to get to see why these stores were failing and what was going wrong, and how to assess and how to essentially determine, you know, why something was going the wrong way and how to fix it, and how to get things back on track. That was really a big kind of learning experience for me and a big part of my role there. So a ton of learning experiences from that I do feel are relatable to entrepreneurs and relatable to your businesses. And there's lots of learnings that I'm sure in future videos we'll get into. And then I obviously left there. Actually, a day before they announced they were shutting down, I got an offer elsewhere for another Fortune 500 company where I currently work. And, you know, once again, in an HR role, which is my passion, people is my passion, how to motivate people, how to help people really determine what they need to do to develop their careers, what skills they need to get, help people really get to the next level in their careers. That's why I love the HR role, and just molding and shaping a culture and a company. So some of the entrepreneurs who are watching this, who maybe have bigger businesses where they're starting teams and building a team and kind of trying to create their brand and their culture, that's where I'm really going to be able to help you out. with some of the background I have in that and how to create that amazing experience from the first moment you hire that person to essentially their everyday experience. But right now, I've actually just started in a brand new role where I'm actually working on a global HR transformation team where I get to work with other HR professionals from around the world, from Australia, Korea, China, all over Europe, Germany, Amsterdam, US. There's about 30 of us who are all coming together. That's why I'm in Pittsburgh right now. It's where our head office is here. And we're really coming together as a team and redesigning the HR function for our company and working on how we're going to essentially transform that throughout our company. So a really exciting time right now and meeting some amazing people from around the world and learning about all kinds of different cultures and backgrounds and differences in countries. So it's just a I'm doing a ton of talking, so
Hello.
I'm sure you have some other questions, so I'll let you. I'll let you ask a few others, Trevor.
Oh yeah.
I guess how we know each other. I guess that's a.
Well, yeah.
Another one
for sure. Before you were on, I mentioned that we were brothers and that we would do this little interview. It kind of lagged a bit there. I noticed it's quite yellow in your background there.
Oh yeah, that's probably the curtains. I'm in my hotel room right now. It's not that exciting. Mm. I was gonna try to like open up these curtains so that you guys could.
Oh yeah, that's a much nicer view.
You'll see, that's the Pittsburgh Steelers Stadium over there. So for those who are big U.S. Football fans, you'll see the stadium all lit up across the river and. Right now it's just nighttime, so there's not a lot that you can see, but you can kind of see the river and some of the cars. And so, yeah, that's where I am. And yes, the lighting, unfortunately, this week is not amazing.
No, I like it. No, I think it's great.
As long as you can hear me, that's what's important, right?
Yeah, hearing and, yeah, I think we can see you perfectly fine. Yeah, we've got people that are going to be viewing this, like even in this Entrepreneur Passion community, we have people from Toronto, Utah, all over the world, actually. So, and we're just sort of growing this community. So, you know, this video will be on YouTube and it's going to be all over. You know, you talk about HR and, you know, passion, because passion is really the biggest thing. And I want to be conscious of your time here because this session will keep it short, but maybe if you can touch upon passion and what it means to you and then, you know, that's really in a nutshell what we'd like to capture with this video.
Yeah. So before I answer your question, I should tell you one other thing and that, you know, maybe my biggest passion, is really, aside from my corporate world job, what I truly love to do is to actually get to work with entrepreneurs and just, you know, general people. I've consulted with quite a few people about, you know, really discovering their passion and discovering, you know, what that is that they'd like to do. Sometimes entrepreneurs have 15 different ideas that they're trying to decide between, as I know that you've had a ton of ideas in the last year that I've been working with you, right? And
this is idea number 500.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I love to do is really just, you know, speak to entrepreneurs and find out, you know, why you want to do what you're looking at doing, kind of each of those things, and really help you drill down to find out, you know, what is that true, you know, that passion that links to an ultimate purpose, you know, something that's really meaningful, that's impactful for you. And so I do that on the side. I work with, you know, entrepreneurs and do consulting work and really help them figure that out. I mean, it's a natural, easy transition for me coming from, you know, quite a long background in HR where I'm helping people discover the right role for them in corporations. Essentially, I'm taking the same skills that I use on an everyday basis in the companies that I work for and really taking that to work more with entrepreneurs and people outside of the corporate world. So I guess you could say I help people discover and find their passions and what passion means to me. I think it means something even deeper. It's something that it sparks you, it excites you. It's like you do it and like you can put in a 16-hour day and the time just passes so quickly. And that's because it's something that I believe when we talk about passion, it links to more of a deeper why, a kind of a purpose, something that's fulfilling and where you feel that you're really making a difference with what you're doing. So a lot of the entrepreneurs who watch this, you know, as you're looking at your business and what you do, you know, my biggest thing that I work with entrepreneurs on is, you know, is that something that is fulfilling to you? Yes, maybe you're excited about it and passionate about it, but does it really link to something bigger, something fulfilling, where at the end of the day, you feel like, wow, I'm making a difference in this way, and that's important to me, and that's what drives me.
Yeah. Well, I think this is really inspiring. I think anyone that's watching this will look at that and say, okay, you know, finding my passion, discovering it is the way to really become motivated day to day. Because I think a lot of the entrepreneurs on here, they're kind of questioning their motives every single day. So I think it comes down to passion and your purpose and sticking with that vision that you have, and then having a community like this to, you know, continue to help and support you. So I know you've got other things going on, so we'll wrap it up. We'll have plenty more conversations, but I'm really ecstatic about this show and tell segment. And, you know, there's plenty more to come, and we'll definitely get into a rhythm and definitely lots more questions. I think eventually what we'll probably have is like a live Q&A, which is really exciting. So that means people can actually comment as we're interviewing, and we can just answer the questions on the fly.
Yeah.
And that's just another piece. As this community is growing and as we expand this out, you'll see more commenting and more people engaged and watching this video. So this is a great little start. And, you know, and maybe down the road we'll talk about other things like triathlons and what we do on the side to keep us energized, because that's also important to talk about.
Absolutely.
But
I think, yeah, we'll, you know, ultimately would love any of the feedback from you guys. And just, I mean, that's the key to this group, is really to kind of help you with your business, with your passion, with what you're trying to do entrepreneurially. And I know Trevor's there to help support you, and you know, I'm someone who is there as well. And I think the larger the group becomes, and the more of a true group we become, and more cohesive of a group that we become, I think the more powerful we become. And even though many of you are in very different kinds of businesses, and maybe some of you might even be in competitive businesses, you never know. I think it only makes us stronger, the more effectively we can come together as a full group. And I think for Trevor, and even myself, when I do come on, just knowing any kind of feedback or questions that you guys might have, however we can help you, we really are there to help you, to inspire you, to find, we won't know all the answers, but we will find the answers, or have somebody in the group who will know them for you, or will find them out for you. We're not the most unbelievable business people, but there's so many resources, and I know so many, I've looked through the people who've joined so far, and you just look at some of the businesses you guys are working on, and some of your histories that you've talked about briefly in your introductions. And there's just a wealth of knowledge already in this group that I'm excited to draw upon and learn from. And hopefully we can also share, you know, myself and you, Trevor, can continue to share whatever insights or whatever we can with all of you. So I will sign off. I say thank you to everybody. And I look forward to kind of meeting you guys and getting to know you a little bit more.
Awesome. Thanks, Brad.
All right. Okay. Have a good evening.
Until next time.
Okay. Bye now.
Take care. Bye.